The proposal would set a minimum number of trauma centers in each of 19 state regions, including the First Coast, Region 5. It also sets a statewide cap for trauma centers, but does away with the cap for each region. Mitchell says therein lies the biggest disagreement.
The critics said because there's no maximum in each of the 19 service areas, theoretically, when new hospitals apply to become trauma centers, they could all be awarded in just one part of the state.
The new rule would allow 44 trauma centers up from the current 33. Mitchell says so-called legacy hospitals are worried about competition and talent poaching. But new providers argue competition is good for patients, especially in rural areas.
Customers should decide. And if there are three trauma centers in the area, customers will vote with their feet. And the trauma centers that give customers the best value, the best quality, they'll be able to sustain themselves.
But patients taken to trauma centers have some of the most severe conditions and sometimes can't make a conscious decision about treatment. Still, a recent University of Pittsburgh Med School study found areas with more trauma centers had better health outcomes. The Florida Department of Health is taking public comment on the proposal and will make a decision in a week. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.